You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds. Father, we just commit this hour, this moment, the program, God of Our Nation. We're so blessed with the words of testimony as well as the words of praises unto your name. We thank you. We commit this hour. We commit this time. There are people logging in today, oh Father. They're watching, they're hearing, they're listening. And we pray, we commit this moment, this hour, that you're going to meet them, oh Father, like they've never met before. You're going to anoint them like they've never experienced before. You're going to experience, oh Father, and provide that experience to their lives for them to remember today. We believe and we receive all these things, oh Lord. Father, also, the testimonies that we have heard, the women that are listening in today, thank you, Auntie Eleanor, for the testimony this morning. There may be other women, oh Father, that are listening. They can identify with things that are happening in their lives. Lord, it's our. The program is called God of Our Nation, against all odds, the odds of our lives, family, relationship, children. We commit it unto good hands, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We exalt you because you are the God of our nation. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Shake the hand of the person standing next to you and I invite all of us to take our seat today. And also we say greetings to all those of you that are listening today. Thank you. Yet another Sunday morning of God of Our Nation at 10:30 every Sunday. Today we're at the Four Shores in Suva. A bright sunny day, beautiful sea, very calm, nice and breeze. So it's a beautiful day here in Suva in Fiji for those of you that are logging in outside Fiji. Bulavinaka and thank you. To the foreign zones that are having their mission Sunday today. We come to Europe, Scotland, Bakakinami, Chamani, singularly we come to Northern Ireland, Talanga Sepisera, Lakota, but can't say, thank you for the commitment. We came to Islandi, Vinakabakalev, Don Bulavinaka, Tekabu, we came to Napier, Alaksama, we came to Taupo, Rotorua, Tauranga, Auckland City, North Shore City, Bakakin came to the virtual zone. Bulavinaka came to Australia, Wambula to Kanibiti, and Singvinakanikua, Nikimani Mission Sunday Tiko. I don't know how you're meeting, maybe you're seeing together in a place as a zone, or you virtually meet through Zoom this morning. Whichever way, we say greetings all the way from Fiji to you, back in the country that you are staying right now and worshiping God. Thank you. For the Australia division, we have Australia, we have Sydney, West Sydney, East, and also we have Brisbane. Thank you, Brisbane region. And Gold Coast, we came to Rokovanda, Bulavinaka, and thank you, Auntie Va, for all the commitment. We came to Inverell, Okilaka, and the Masaliki came to Chikan, Mother Sawati, Talatofa, Nakava. All the way from Fiji at the Four Shore, like what I said, very nice and brighty. I know you've been Fiji. This is the weather that's just too good. The weather, it's just too good. And I believe you're missing it all the way. You may be freezing all the way out there in Germany for fear and telling us, Henry, I know you're on the -2, -1 degree. Well, out here, just right. Nice place to be. So all the way from Fiji, we say greetings and thank you for meeting through your zone and the whole of Europe this morning. And Vanuatu, talaga sa Saula, yun na kabalib. Na commitment ke na, wika ke dadak sa Vanuatu. I know we haven't been there for a while. Talaga si Maria hasn't visited you for a while. But thank you for staying strong. And thank you for the mighty wishes. I didn't anticipate it, not even dream that you people are going to be sending it. And 1,700 for that matter. Thank you, Vanuatu. And I'm so grateful for that. We kada kada na bakarong to my Vicky outside Suva, central. We are here worshiping God here at Four Shores. For most of you in the northern as well as western, I believe you're worshiping either in your worship center or maybe in your homes for those family. And greetings elsewhere to the Pro Events Division. I know where you're seated. Let's give a big hand clap to the Pro Events Division. Praise the Lord. They're currently camping at the Veyuto Primary School, and they will be doing their item tonight. So if you want to see the last item for the HQ Division, come to the Fourth Shore or tune in on my TV Facebook page as well as the New Methodist page. So to all of us, I believe that we are ready to serve God this morning. I'm talking to the New Methodists. Hello, amen, praise the Lord. The Methodists, are we ready to serve God? Yes, we are. Okay, also greeting to those of you who do not belong to any church whatsoever. You don't believe in God. You don't have a denomination to go to, but you were raised up in a Christian home. You heard about Jesus, you know about him, but you get carried away with your ambition, schooling, and you were king, yes. Double story house, yes. Good living, yes. In your heart, you know God. And one way or the other, I used to peep into this program. Hello, thank you for peeping in today. Know that that God is still the same from that day until today. So we say greetings all the way from here in Fort Shore to all of you in Fiji. Bakambula bikem do malawambula bikem do menemu kelau ongea bakatalai kene bikem do mebanu balabu bulavinaka mevivia bulavinaka kem do memode na koronivas na bungongu na bichikini kuam bulavinaka kem do memode. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Greetings in the hills of Golan Heights to the soldiers.
Amen.
Not forgetting the sandy hills in Sinai.
Hallelujah.
And those in Afghanistan, the British soldiers, but originally from Fiji. We take this time to thank you for
Hallelujah.
Doing your job and also yeah. tuning in. The rugby boys, Sisa Komembole, all the way in France, and the team in France, the Fijian, Flying Fijian, we take this time to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting those in UK, those in USA, Santa Rosa, Sacramento, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., those in Pennsylvania. We take this time, wherever, whatever city, whatever state, we take this time to say hello from the sunny Bay of Fiji, which is called Suva, at the foreshore. A wonderful weather that we have here. And we believe that you will tune in clear as crystal as come through the social media this morning.
All the way from Central Rosa West. Greetings to your zone, because today is Mission Sunday as well for America. And we would like to remember the Wanganivalu family all the way in Pennsylvania. And not forgetting Mrs. Van Hitchcock. Thank you for all your seating. And also we remember you, Wesley Gilmore. I know you're tuning in from New South Wales, in Newcastle. We say greetings also to your family today. And thank you for all the seating you continue to do towards the ministry, not only for to the headquarters, but also to the New Methodists in Australia. Some of you, or most of you, are tuning in, and you always bring your seed all the way down to my TV in Turek, on the corner of 42 Spring and Amy Street in Turek, Suva. Thank you for bringing your seed To the ladies out there, we're sitting it, and I believe today. Thank you, Auntie Pau, Ranita Dalangasi Pau, all the way from the northern. When I heard your testimonies on the writing of list, my heart leap with joy. For them to hear the importance, not only that, the power that is out there when you write your list. And you're actually writing your list. So we come in agreement with you, even though we don't meet, but we see your envelope. And also, we after giving the receipt, we have a prayer box. And we commit it to the Lord. So we pray whatever that you have in your heart, place in your heart when you see it, whatever you have written, we believe and we receive that it's a done deal because this God, He's a faithful God. Hallelujah.
And whenever you come to God, you must believe that He exists.
Amen.
And as you sit here today, remember, today is also a healing Sunday.
Hallelujah.
You must remember that. Amen. The Bible says when two or three gathered in His name, the reason why we together, because of His name. The Bible says that it's in our midst. God is here.
Hallelujah.
God is here. Whatever comes out from our mouth, that is initiated by God. Because we are talking about the God that we don't know the situation that you're going through, hallelujah, but God knows. Every word that comes from here is like a medicine to you.
Hallelujah.
So take it. Take it. And take it well.
Amen.
The Bible says, for those that seek Him must believe that He exists because He's the rewarder. He is the rewarder. Remember that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever leave this place without taking something back home.
Amen.
Amen. The same God that parted the sea. The same God that parted the sea for 3 million people to walk on a dry land. The same God who sent manna for 40 years for about 3 million people. Think about that. Think about your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And think about the 3 million people for 40 years.
Amen.
Think about Elijah. The meat that was cooked. Cooked from where? Because God can cook from nowhere.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the God that we are serving today. That
Amen.
We must be excited that we have the heart. We have the full capacity of receiving from God. He is a God that is full of promises. And He delivers exactly, abundantly overflow in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are not determined by the environment. The environment have to change because of you. You are walking dynamite of God. Whatever you have, the things that you have is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. The same power that healed the sick. The same power that got Lazarus tied with the feet, tied with the hands, tied on his ears, but still can move 31 steps, spiral, and stand on the front of the tomb. And that is the same power that we're talking about. My friend, you need to think about God and what He can do in your life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We can do the new Methodist. Man up. Amen. Hallelujah. But against all odds, it can be any other odds. It can be domestic violence. It can be a lot of things happening at home. Amen. We cannot just come and pray and ask God to make things happen. We need to create the condition. One of those conditions is having a good relationship as husband and wife. Amen. Hallelujah. So new Methodist men, you need to be a man. Man up. Hallelujah. When you're a man, you check on your family. When you're a man, you take on these difficulties. You know, so we can lose the COVID, what kind of frustration you know, the weaker things to take it out on. Amen? So you may be listening today, you may be one of those men. You know the men that one day everything stopped, you know, don't have any more money to take home, and then you don't know your responsibility because you lack in so many ways. Amen? So you look for the very weak thing, and the very weak thing around you, it's your wife, it's your children. Amen. So domestic violence are happening at home because you're taking it out on them. Amen. New Methodist, man up. Stand up, take responsibility. Hallelujah. Amen. Okanda Namarama, New Methodist woman. Amen. Rise up. Rise up and be a prayer woman for your home. Hallelujah. Be a prayer woman for your home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter whatever you tell your husband, regardless how strong, how hard, how long you're going to talk, nothing's going to change. Amen. Hallelujah. All you need to do is bow down. You speak to God. Go down on your knees. Hallelujah. Woman, you go down on your knees. I'm not telling you for you to accept the fact for you to embrace the domestic violence. No. Stand up and speak your right. Amen. Know who you are because you are the child of God. Hallelujah. So against all odds, for us to be blessed, when you don't get rid of that unforgiveness or that bitterness, it looks like a devil. It stays there. Yes. Amen. One wrong can be one very simple mistake. Don't have a elaku. I will look at paper nanoa and don't Niviti, you one star. Nanona, we will have taken what in the mama taken in the Lumena and Bakiba. Amen. 4-year-old girl got killed in the process. Nanon Rovival. Praise the Lord. Amen. Before it used to be a big thing when somebody used a knife against somebody. Now it's common. Whenever they don't like anybody, they don't like anything, one small thing between husband and wife, salak serganisele. Amen. But the tosoni lingaya etorotiko na yaloya. You can control what they're touching. You cannot. But you can control your heart. Kwa kwenda the kabatiko na madam sawati na heart surgery wakenda. Amen. You need and you must have a good heart. Wadamu na kaza kava na watimu have a good heart. But when you have a good heart, you men will not do what you're doing to your wives. And you wives, when you have a good heart, you will forgive your husband. This is the lady that I've always shared. And my heart was really blessed this morning as I sit there and I actually listened to this lady. Amen. When the ministry started, she was my friend in the church, my prayer partner. We prayed together for so many years. This is the lady that I've always shared. Mention the name of the lady with your husband to the Lord. My prayer partner. Amen. Hallelujah. To have a good heart. Have a good heart. Oko si ita putaro na de niyele orosa tiko ba tiki wetina li ruota li kida na luwena. Emeli. Oka bako ita buta. Ita buta na dano. Release tiki kome na matina lomo. E alobi naka. Kaya ve chisu. Kaya ni ve koya. Not easy. Not easy. So I'm not telling you something that no one has ever done before. It has happened. Emeli. And one day the husband just stood up and come straight home. 15 years back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nelon the baby knock. Nelon the baby knock. It's so we can na turanga. Amen. You know, some of us waka sa datunga nelon the kakinanga baby knock e danga. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it says in Jeremiah, I mean, even the Creator himself, he said it. Amen. That the heart is too sick to be healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, then we get the tikumango. We can then eat okay. Can then eat okay? But kai wrong breed. But kai don't a breed. Not wrong breed. It's wrong for me to say that because God gave that breed. Amen. But kai, yo, I don't know how to explain us eat okay.
Yalova.
Yo, yeah. But kai don't dangal ka mayo sabiko. Wow. But kai don't na kalib. Okay, lang bela tana wati guabaya.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Guabaya. Hallelujah. Tumbe mamal malum wakwa. Amen.
I was sharing yesterday in Nandi. Ramalang o sharing yesterday nandi kero lang batay taon ni nindo man nga ray mai sendo kero sa korte ko au na buksan ni elaba do na lenga ana ba sa nga sini lenga ko ay lenga tigo go lenga tigo go.
Yeah, so bring it home.
Yeah,
you know he can do that. He can turn and say, but some men they don't want to say ngi tulong yelama. Amen. Sa dato ngabiko nangon sa katubuchi ni ba do sangela ko may kangay talan ron ro may ko ya. Amen. Tell your husband, Tolomai, come to Manakatikongore Lomba. Amen. Today, when we have Holy Communion, I will need every element, every life, to start a good life today, a new chapter of your life. Amen. We are approaching Christmas, season's greetings. There's a lot of parties and a lot of invitations. Amen. So you need to be wise, you need to be strong. You need to fend off things that you know they will not help you. You need to be a man. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can na marama kako ni sa yeto ngana bos yeto ngana bos masu. Amen. Masu. Masu la kanya nandrana ke mo de tu tabi anya nandrana. Vi tabi akarawa ni se mo de tu ni wana anri ke ni usun tabi arawa. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Masu la ki koya, masu la kana nona sulu, masu la kana na baba. I'm sharing something that I used to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So I would like to encourage all women and men, and I know there's a rise in domestic violence, not only in Fiji, it's all over the world. Amen. And that's one of the things that the old supplier that takes away your blessings. Amen. You need to embrace a blessing. You need to create a condition. And some of you can hide to none on the billy. There's a lot of things not answered, a lot of things not achieved. It's so easy to get there. Ronda began royal of Nakavatan Romanoini. Our teletakanaka would say to go Auntie Mili Chan, Matakanikua, Kako, we had Holy Communion. Amen. As a couple, have your Holy Communion. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ivale, don't wait for Sunday like this for you to have Holy Communion. Have your own Holy Communion. It's your family making a covenant before God. It's you as a couple making a covenant before God. It's a covenant because He is a covenant keeping God. Amen. So you need to clear all ends for you to receive what God has destined for you to have. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, in Psalms, I was just reading this one. It used to be my favorite Bible verse before. Na same ruwa walu, ekabango mekeda na nono bosta. Ask of me, ekakwaya, I am your father and you are my son. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's telling you, and also you, if you're logging in today, to tell you that he is God and you are his child. Amen. Ekakwaya, I am your God and you are my son. So ekakwaya, ask of me. Will I not give you the nations as your inheritance? Hallelujah. The ends of the earth is your possession. Amen. So why are you lacking? Why are you struggling? God has given you a promise already. Rise up and take ownership. Check those people around you. Clear your heart. Like what I'm saying this morning, we are going to guide you for couples. And I know we're talking on couples mostly now. And we have the children that are actually finishing their education this year. Choice of subjects going on to the next year for intermediate. As well as the children sitting for their exam next week, the lower class in the primary school. There's a lot of elements. So stand up, rise up. There's a lot of good things that God has for you. Because He alone knows the plans He has for you. To prosper, never to harm. To what? To prosper. To what? To prosper. Never to harm. To what? To prosper. You stand up today and say, I'm going to prosper. That will never harm me. I am going to prosper. Nothing will harm me. I stand on the promises of God's word. So stand up today. Don't even be defined by the people that are around you. Don't be defined by your congregation. Don't be defined by your home, your community. Don't be defined of losing your job. Stand up and say to yourself, no, my creator, my God created me for who I am. Because he is God and he has given me all the authority. Nations is your inheritance. Ends of the earth is your possession.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. When God created the universe, he did not plan. It's the things in his mind. It just transferred to be physical because of his word. And imagine, because of us, God has a plan. Amen. God has a plan. Even before you come into your mother's womb, God already planned for you. Planned to prosper you. See, when he created the whole world, he just speak forth. He just speak forth. He just speak forth. And things come to pass. That's how God can work miraculously in somebody's life. Now, he said himself, I have a plan for you. How much better that he has a plan. When you see the sky, you see this nature. They are well planned. But he did not say in the Bible that they are planned. God just spoke.
Amen.
Now he said, I have a plan for you. The plan to prosper you. Kwaya usatu na nungu nanuma enabukumundo. Nungu nanuma mondo winaka. Hallelujah. Niko nduri na singa nikoa. Na bina kai wara kiko. Keko bakambauta na kalou. Na bunu ako lago kina. Bina kai wara kiko. Obondo wangabuka. Obondo train. Obondo motoka. Siko mani tau malenga. Na bina kai na wara kiko nga. Malete na kalou. Sa kaioti. Nongu na numa mo bina ka. Nongu na numa mo bina ka. Hothuru matiko na la. Non na numa koe mo bina ka. Sitamatiko na nene. Non na numa koe mo bina ka. Otowi mate tiko. Mate nisuka situmbu ni na. Non na numa mo bina ka. Hana na numa. Vitalia na numu na numa. Vitalia na kara na numa. Vitalia na kara ka. Non na numa e kago kaya. Na nongu na numa beika munda umunda umina ka. What else that you need? That the God of the universe has a plan to prosper you, has a plan to overflow you, has a plan to bless you. Kerau sini tukur tukungo, mekerau bagalom mabina katkeiko. Senga na nona vose kaya. We are walking according to His word says. I don't care what the pandemic brings into your life. I don't care that you lost your job, but the God's plan. Amen. Au sini be kila gombi uda kaka sega ni doli la botu na mbage. Au sini be kila gori na kauka na nona bosa na nona bosa kabiau. Kwaya ukausa kila na nungu na numa mundo winaka. In the mind of God, He see you prosper. In the mind of God, you already prosper. Amen. Ana bune kaki no chisu berto disipeli. Ibe ina no mundo wagambota. We just ate. I just deliver. I just heal. I just cast out demons. Where is your faith? Amen. Amen. Sorry, we are speaking like this because we see every day of our life. Every day of our life, we see the hands of God. Kero vital no tio metosu gine tini garua, endon meteo buna tini. Hemeni. Kero sini klani lubutu, na buno endon metaka kina menap. Hallelujah. That detail of what God wants to do in your life.
Hallelujah.
And you sitting there feel sorry for yourself. Yeah. No, that's from the devil. That's from the devil. The devil wants you to feel sorry and full of worry. Kabi ken volta mukuni lo mo do ataka ko kai ka la mo kania la mo ga sulukina la mo la mo bia o sanga wa ka sangara to manda matin tuni kalo kai na nona yalo ndono ena ga sol na bika ke ngo me ken ai kurbi ke mundo na la batale me da kabana kalo me da run duri kina la batale me da kabana kalo me da rubo gambauti ko kina amen. Hallelujah. You supposed to
oh hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Amen. You're logging in today. Look, next Sunday, come down to the foreshore. Come down to the foreshore. Oh, hallelujah. It's different when you're watching on the screen. It's different to be on the playground like this. So you need to come. Amen. Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Now, whatever. Maybe your bill's so overwhelming you cannot keep up. Or maybe now you have received an eviction notice. Or maybe your electricity has been cut off. Everything has come to a stop, you know, like in your life, a standstill. So if you're logging in today and you can identify whatever you're saying today, look, be still. Just be still. Be still and know that I am God, he says. He said that I shall be exalted among the nations and I shall be exalted upon the face of the earth. That's the God that you serve. Don't put him on the sideline. No, take him on. Don't say that he's the old, you know, spare time kind of thing. No, he's not a spare time. He's the only prime time. He should be a prime time. Because he is your God. Look, in Jeremiah 32:27, it says, I, the God of all mankind. God is trying to tell you today. You know, you may be thinking, oh no, it cannot happen. It cannot happen. Maybe it can happen to them because they've been worshiping God. It cannot happen to me. Look, you heard, if you haven't been logging in before this, there was a lady who testified. She got married to a Hindu. Amen. The impossible that is out there in her eyes. Praise the Lord. But it happened. So if you listen today and you say, oh, it only happens to them because they've been preaching it for years of their life. No, it can happen to anybody and anyone who choose to believe. Believe in who? Believe in Jesus. Who is Jesus? He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Savior, the Son of the living God. So you need to take him on. You need to take him on today. Whatever that you're facing, you need to believe that this God The clothes that you wear is far out from you. He's so close to you. Yeah, you can hide it with your smiling face. You can say that nothing is wrong. Look, God knows that something is wrong. And he knows what's the deeper things that is not there in your heart. So you need to rise up. You need to take ownership. You need to believe, start believing that this God exists. And he says that I am the God of all mankind. What can I not do? Whatever that you're facing, whatever that you're hearing, whatever that you are going through all these years, maybe you raise your hand and said, it's been years, nothing will happen. Well, try this year. Try this year. Hallelujah. Take it on this year. Because this God can do amazing things that your mind cannot even fathom. Because in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and that's the Bible verse for our theme for this year, next year, are the heights that God will take us. No eyes shall see. No ears shall hear. You know what does that mean? That even your eyes cannot believe what you would sing. Your ears cannot believe it's happening to you. Your family cannot believe what they're seeing in your life. Your workmates cannot believe what they're hearing about you. Well, he can only do that for those who love him. So start with the basic. Love him.
The Bible says if your faith is like a mustard seed, Hallelujah. You will tell this mountain to go and swim.
Amen.
How well that you believe in that.
Hallelujah.
We believe that and we left our job. While you're looking for job, we left our job. Because we believe. If Jesus said, you can tell this mountain to come and have a swim. Do you believe that? Every sickness in your body, if you believe, you come up here, you'll be healed.
Hallelujah.
The key is faith. The key, do you believe? You are trying to venturing out on a business and you are struggling with your maybe a capital.
Amen.
Believe. How many? Or rather na tukunya lo mai, lo toka tukunya lo mai nandi. Kona 1300, eso era titinga. Raki kina la salome bango. Not only for the church, for your family too.
Amen.
That is the power of the word of God that we are saying.
Hallelujah.
Kabi kina bultambu, ni saoti na nona kana, lima na mbuli manrai kina runa ika, maitai peria, ertu salako kita ikandua. Ngai kani bultambu, ngona kaya za kaba o tisu kina no mumbula. Sangai dhambe kina ulimanua, sangai leimasu, sangai pagaridhi rato utiko mai. E dhambe za kikorombamba, ngai rediko ni kubia tako sutiko. Sa tustapa na dendre, sa tumbu na dhaba, sa yababala na ua, ngai tombale mai ulimanua, imbarabi, ngai tombale ndele nuai.
Hallelujah.
God will send you out, but at the same time, he's praying for you, and he's watching you, and he can walk on the water for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Whether you believe or not, that's what we are sharing. The whole world will try to come to terms when somebody walking with the power of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Ramoya Tebita, Erasabuni Naturaganibalu, Ertobuni na Kanala, Ertobuni na Capitani, Ertobuni na Lieutenant, Erandrogo in a Sergeant Major, Gelama in Donibatoni Sipika, Omboler, Okoze, Mbolea to go to Matebalu Choba. Tako soko Joshua ni nrono na udiwai ngai lombiki kwa ngapa kana isulu metumbale ure ena bono mamada. What God can do in somebody's life that believe.
Hallelujah.
You have a choice to sit there every Sunday and listen to a nice preaching or come to be part of the preaching. Kako ni gorongo na tunga na tukuni yalo iko mo tukuni yalo. Amen, amen, amen. Wuki manda bi kwa toka sa mungai samba ki kwa manda ki kabi kwa. Hallelujah. Hey, orongo na tiko tu ameda.
Oh, hallelujah.
Malte kaku kwa. I alone knows the plan I have for you.
Hallelujah.
I alone knows the plan I have for you. Plan to prosper you. Plan to prosper you. Plan to prosper you. Matagani ko kito usote imbarami nanungu masu masu matagani ko artu salogani artu so na ital talgas artu tamani kakana le bulang mena noa artu kaya na ital talgas kito lago ba artu le lima ba kasi artu le ba artu sisi na ito dogo. We can't help it because we choose to believe. Lele buke mami dada ba artu noa sa dada mantu ana kalu artu na na dada dada mana na gayo tinga na ngon kete sokadi bigina. You choose to go and look for the things through your own achievement, or you choose to walk with God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Today we will be having a Holy Communion. Make it a difference for you. Amen. Gather kana ngono wenu ni ko ayi kuma bamba to saranga bena matenelo mo. Ka kwenyu ka ka ko it's every Sunday kind of thing. No. It's you and your God. Right? The unthinkable. Amen. Challenge yourself. You challenge yourself. You know what's with you. You know what you have. But write something that you don't have. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Dream big. Because he's a big God. Hallelujah. Like what we are sharing. Okay, COVID. You know, some of you, you're listening in also this morning, or maybe the time that you're going to be listening to this program. Some of you, like when they go through the pandemic or losing their job during the COVID-19, it's like a part of your life has gone away. It's like you died. Like you died.
Your joy is gone.
Like your hope of life is gone. It's like something changed. Hallelujah. Because you've never faced this thing before. But for us, we were COVID way back in 2005 when he left. Struggling through. Struggling, yes. I mean, we cannot tell you that it wasn't struggle, it was. But it was a sweet struggle because somebody else was doing the struggle. We were positioned gracefully, ordained time, ordained moment, ordained money. But he was doing everything. So you may be going through now and you make it such a big deal and you never stop talking about it. Well, that happened in March. If you're still talking about COVID and what COVID has done in your life, in your workplace, I seriously would like to ask you, sit before God and check you. Listen to yourself. Stop talking about that. It's gone. Done deal. Done. There's nothing that you can do. Nothing that you can say to change what has happened. It has happened. It has changed. So rise up and take on the new norm. Which way to go? What things do I need to do? Check back. What things do I have to take out? What friends I need to walk away from? Which God shall I serve? Ask those questions. And move forward. Move forward. Speak positively to the people around you. Words of edification. No condemnation, no negative. Yes, some employer sent you home. But you know, the very same employer had helped you over the years. And I believe they deserve credit for you not just to walk away and lose your job for the remaining 1 year. And you've worked for 10 years and you can say to yourself, 10 years, the company never do anything to me. No, they have looked after you for 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. They have. So have a good heart. Say bye, thank you for everything you've done in my life. I'm going to start new here. Because if you don't have a forgiving heart, no matter what you try and do, it's never going to work. You need to sit before God and clean out your heart. Have a good heart with people around you. You need to do that. Because usually every Sunday, if you're the first time that you're joining us today, we usually have Holy Communion. And that Holy Communion is a covenant-keeping God that we're going to talk to. You're going to talk to him through your heart. What heart? The very heart that needs to be clean. Which heart? The heart that is filled of bitterness against people that are around you. Clean it up. And you cannot clean it up by yourself. You need the word of God to clean you up. You need to listen. You need to go to your church. If you're staying home and say, okay, I don't want to go to church. No, go back to your church. You need to go back to church. You need to read the Bible. These are the basics. We will not take you right up there because you are still struggling down there. No. These are the basics that you need to do. So take some time to sit down and allow somebody to be talking to you other than you doing the talking all the time. Because we have a lot of smart Alex. Hallelujah. All of us want to be smart. Nobody wants to be spoken to. We all want to have our own views and our own conversation. We want to say, oh, I'm right. Whatever that I've done, it's always worked. Yeah. If you have got a business, yeah, it has worked. Or maybe you hold good position. Yes, it has worked. But sometimes with the things of God, it doesn't really work that way. So you need to listen. Hallelujah. So if you're one of those ones, take some time. Maybe you're telling me, oh, I'm well off. I'm done. I don't need that, God. Well, don't you get sick? What about your sickness? What about your life? What about the breath that you have? What about your family? What are the struggles they're facing? Maybe you're saying, oh, we are all good. We are all healthy. What about your children? Are they rebelling against you? What about your wife? What about your husband? Are they having extramarital affairs? That money cannot fix. That secular world cannot fix. That intelligence cannot fix. That is fixed by him. So whichever angle you're listening in this morning and you're trying to nullify what we are sharing for you to say, okay, they're beginning to preach because the new Methodists or all the Christians, they are always lacking, so they need to listen to that. Hallelujah. It's not only the people that are lacking that we're trying to encourage. It's the people that are sick like you. It's the people that are, you know, in bondage like you, demonic possessed like you. It's the people that are broken, leaving each other and having extramarital affairs. You keeping the home front for the benefit of your children, but you don't love each other. You already have your partners outside. So you can be the one listening to me today. That cannot be fixed by your work, by your intelligence. That is only fixed by the Creator who spoke and you came to be Him. So this morning, you need to make the decision. If you're crying, running after your husband, or beating up the woman that he's having an affair with, or you men trying to take it out on your wife, all the extramarital affairs, all the past ones, the present and the future. Hallelujah. So do something about it today. Join us and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Also to the young people, you want a good future?
Hallelujah.
Speak right word today.
Amen.
We were talking in the morning, one thing about us Fijian, if somebody is flourishing or achieving, we always find the negatives in Madalai. We always have a negative.
Hallelujah.
Like we act like investigating officer. There's something wrong somewhere. This money must have come in a dirty way.
Amen.
They must have known the lecture. That's why he's getting 90 and 95 and 100. Amen. We can't just praise the Lord and thank the Lord and come and have a good heart and shake their hand and tell them, I'm very happy for your achievement.
Hallelujah.
I'm very happy for your children. Well, young people, if you want good tomorrow, change your word today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you see things, when you see somebody, hallelujah, get excited and tell them, oh, you really look nice. You are wearing a nice shoes. I always love those kind of shoes. Man, you are really blessed. That's a sign of a good heart.
Amen.
If you can't say good things, that means you have a bad heart. That's why you need an operation. You are going through the scan.
Hallelujah.
The x-ray already touched a little bit. But the scan will do it to the very detail. And MIR will give every nerve that you need a blow up because it's been blocked. Hallelujah. So this morning, God is telling us, before you come to the sacrifice, before you come for the Holy Communion, before you come closer, clean up your heart. And your heart is to receive the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Word of God that we've been sharing this morning, I alone knows the plan I have for you. Can you believe that? Can you believe that God has a plan for you? And the plan to prosper you. At the moment your marriage is on a haywire, but God has a plan for you.
Hallelujah.
At the moment you come from a broken family, but God has a plan for you. At the moment you are suffering from high blood pressure, but God has a plan for you. At the moment you are number 2 diabetic, but God has a plan for you. And the plan is to prosper you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Forget about the situation you're going to or you're going through and come and believe in the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
If God provide for Elijah, God can provide for you.
Amen.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that God can provide for you? It will not fall from heaven. Somebody after this will bless you. The very money that you need for next week. And do a blessing. Do a blessing. Do a Noah. My little talk. Hallelujah. Bless the girl. Already the mango. 200. Lako sermon. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Amen. I don't know why I'm bitter talking about brown animal. When a 200 nga, lako tal na sol na noa. Sa pag robot naman yot ko na tal talaga si mikito mikito sa wato talo. O binagat naman gabi tuna kolo mikito sa kel talisuba. Amen. O ang gong ando na envelope. Hallelujah. No no bitter nga may reserve tu na amount datu kina. Amen. Amen. Kona 200 nga usile sa nango. E bola kani ibagata at sinita kya sa nango.
Hallelujah.
I believe in His word.
Amen.
I believe. Do you believe in His word? Do you believe that you are the head? Tarangwa to samu ikombuina. Tarangwa, tarangwa ikombuina sokuluna. Tarangwa, tarangwa. Kabi kwa nanu mwindamenda me nyimbuina. Iku sanda betunga.
Hallelujah.
No mwindamenda me nyimbuina. Senga, ndambe babakago ndambe tuna uluna. Because you are the head, not the tail. Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Dona revelation mo ya. Ni kon dambe tuna mbuina. Kembale kuna budisa. Konanga. Kona wandra. Wandra. Wanda. Kitun dambe tuna ike kusale zawiri mai. Zawiri sar mai mbenga. Wawoki mai mbenga. Zuru mai nandabe talebu. Amen. Bola tanaba. Bola tani kon dambe tuna kana mbuina. Yeke konta betu makana uluna. Hallelujah. Ni lago ina mo sini kalau. Ya bala. Auluna ya bala. Sindo ya bala na buina, ya bala na uluna. Amen. Huki bi ko to ka samge ka bi ko. Huki tiku me pakana uluna.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, God is so good. Look, today is just so powerful. We just feel the presence of God here. Yeah. There's a powerful presence of God down here at the foreshore. Oh, hallelujah.
Healing
such a
today.
Powerful presence.
Healing the miracle today.
Yes. And today is healing service. So for those of you that are sick out there at home, and also to those of you that are listening from the hospital. Believe in God. If you're hearing us this morning and you're sick wherever you are, whatever sickness, no matter how trivial and how small it is, no matter how high and how big it is, no matter how short and how long you've got this sickness, you need to believe in this God. Amen. Believe in this God. Because today is the healing service. It's anointing. It's here. At the foreshore. Oh, hallelujah. We can't go in a tent. Don't just take it. Just one of those Sundays. Oh, God is here. Believe it, God is here. Whatever list you have, we're coming towards our Holy Communion. And I need you not to look at that Holy Communion. It's like something that we do every Sunday. You look at that Holy Communion and say, God, that is my word to you. That is my conversation to you. So for those of you school children, you may be listening in today, and those of you that are here at the foreshore, you may be like Joshua and Carlos at home. A lot of conversation going on, choosing which path to go, science, arts, commerce, or agri science, wherever you are. You may be sitting on the edge, not knowing which direction to take, come to the altar. If you're at home, if you don't belong to church or you don't believe in church, look for any red juice out there at home. Get a piece of biscuit. Join us this morning. If you're standing somewhere and you don't know your future, what I actually did with my boys at home, I asked them what they want to be, and I worked them backwards from there. For them to finalize the decision they want to make, which way to go for the intermediate. And not for me to make the decision. They need to make the decision themselves. So you may be sitting on the edge right now, and you need to make the decision for your school. I will ask you, I will request some decision you need to leave it with God, because He alone knows the plans He has for you. You may be in the same classes in the primary school lower, having your exam beginning next week. He's a miracle working God. And according to the truth of His word in Jeremiah 33:3, call out to me and I will answer. I will show you wonderful things that you know nothing about. And to all of you that actually have your list, you want to be better in the workplace, you want promotion in the workplace, or maybe some of you are looking for your jobs, so looking for job opportunities. This is the time. This is the moment. Come believing. When you have Holy Communion today, you tell God, thank you for my job. Thank you for my promotion. Thank you for my paid debt. Thank you for my debt free. Thank you for my healing. So sampai kena mati sengen indu kilas ni kilan mati buale ni kutu mati tiko wambo tono no mukalo ni ko. All you need to do is believe. I was sharing with the ladies in the office. Lemona kaki to be what said that gonga we gonga kabir to kilan na daba. We out at the end of the day, if I have to stand before God and tell him everything, I'll run out. There's a lot of things. I talk to him about my TV. I talk to him about the church. I talk to him about my family. I talk to him about my grandchildren. And every morning I assigned each morning for which one morning is just my TV. One morning I do that. And I was telling them. And when I heard this song, the song that the worship team will be singing in our Holy Communion today, all you need is God's goodness. That's all you need. You just need His goodness. His goodness will heal you. His anointing power will change you around. Will bring your family back home. Will bring your children from their rebellious state. Will restore your family. Will nullify and cancel every relationship outside your marriage. This God, He's a can-do God. So as we stand before the presence of God this morning, I will ask the worship team just to sing that part. Yeah. All my life, you have been faithful.
All my life, you have been faithful.
Make that to be your song and to be your words to your God this morning.
All my life, you have
if you're sick,
so
raise your hand
so
and tell Him.
Good.
Sing to Him all your life.
Every
oh, hallelujah.
Believe
in Him.
I will sing of the goodness.
All my life, but all my life, all my life.
All my life, you have been faithful.
Sing it to your Lord. Sing it to your God. Raise your hand and sing it to Him.
All my life, you have been so, so.
From your heart, tell God,
"Hey, be quiet,
no, no, kalawi alondina. Tukuna be quiet, no, no, kalawi alondina. Alondina, no, no, musenga. Alondina, no, no, mutobi mate. Alondina, no, 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 mubimbiu. What about it? Langata be quiet, no, mataka ni kuwa."
Say
it to your God.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am faithful. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
All my life.
All my life.
Hallelujah. Sing it to your God.
All my life you have been faithful.
Hallelujah. Sing from your heart. Prepare yourself to meet your God today. Know that your God is here. Feel His presence. Talk to Him.
All my life you have been
Labete ndalinga mbuke baka simberi na dobi kaile nka ningu noye ni mataka nikua. Ker ker ber ton tal gasi to tol tok vale lai. Ita da kina linga mbuke baka simberi na dobi kayani me da banyang ona saide ni kina nka ningu noye ni. Langa tikubi kenda. Niko langa ta tikubi koya. Kabe kona nono kalau yalundina. Tell him of his faithfulness. All those years of being faithful to you, wouldn't he be faithful to you this morning? Oh, Bamba Tikoya. Hallelujah. Kenda satu roti kena nak kenda menerai, nama takkan disingin di kubah kaki nana waini. Kita kau ikut sembah roti kena nomen lebih juga dah kena lingamu. Bikin doa nampak kau keron, nama takkan di kubah kias bakasa. Tini kosong nabilo, kau mai merunyi kita kau kini wawati kau kita kasawati nabilo. Bila juga dah kena lingamu kita kasi sembah nado bi kau ini. Soli juga nongon nongon bingkas telebus, nanti kita bicara kenda juga nongon waini.
Kita kau ikut kena menerai. Kami kena ni voltambu ni. Yana, ibu kata kila-kila ni yang ona. Tunggu yang ona yang ongu. Ema isoli ni buku mundo. Nangau nak kena dua bagai yang tak kena. Nangau nak kena dua bagai yang tak kena. Kami kena voltambu. Dunggu ibu kata nanuma na yang ongu. Kembali biar kai tu kena turang amin. Dapat kena nanuma tu kena kandrendre ezuruma. Nama boa, na kuita, na ibadu. Na kasibiti, na lausamba. Hana kai kai tu bikin dari voltam. Hallelujah. Kembali ni ko tiko na esa na mata kan isikan din dai. Toro na manrai, menda pakai ngata kabat. Toro na manrai, kania. Pangan tangan na manrai. Turanga ke mami pakapir bina kana manrai. Kemuni solia. Me ke mami pakana numa na kayado. Kina ngumni na mosi na tangi na nra. Elibiraki. Nomuni mbedi. Poka isala taki na wabaka botona. Na ibakwa ya bamuni. Kina linga muni. Na moto ya sara sara muni. Na ikasivi. Na wabaka botona. Turanga. Ni musati ke mami.
Hallelujah.
Nani mamimbula nruka, kena nani mamimbula imalabalada. Ni kakelea kwa ni sakuto oti, kwa ni sathurumo oti, nasika minaka nikuwa. Kema mipaka miniminaka, nanumu ni beina numi. Fina abolebu nanumu ni loloma. Numu tauri nino, numu ni taura kede, na kakede. Mbaleta na engo ikimami, wilikina tobi mate, na lenga, na rawa, na tangi, na eluma. Kakele mbaleta na engo ikimami, na ngangandre ni engo ikimami. Kema ni sa taura oti kede, nasika minaka nikuwa. Kembali turanga kita misa bless taka. Enabu kumuni, enada muni kita misa bless taka. Non rembula, nalube muni aranduri ni kuar. Pakai yang ataka naman rai. Pina abu lebu turanga. Nambulam bula kita yango, na uto, na biviko, ngalang-ngalang eloma, na nabe, na pakasama, na sui na uto ni sui na sema ni sui. Na tobi mate kelinga usapau dana elo ni mate. Usapau dana tobi mate kelinga. Kau biri taka nanggaras, sega na botona. meraduri di kuame ango bau maltan sapa ka buhi may bayi kemuni pinabali abo turanga nang bulan-bulan di bakasama nang bulan-bulan ni rai ni mata nang bulan-bulan ni kake may merongoda nang bulan-bulan ni ango ena singa pinaka ni kuah pinabali abo numuni biso tabi balatan man rai ki mami pakana numa ena singa pinaka ni kuah mendokai merokobi kina na edamuni. Father, we receive healing. Hallelujah. We receive health. We receive wealth. We receive restoration. We receive good relationship in marriages. We receive children that are disciplined. Hallelujah. We receive children that they listen to what we say. We thank you. We praise your name. We give you the glory. In your name, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
You are watching the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help give and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to his word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, he is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that he is that God against all odds.